ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's just nice to know that that's still happening. Like, artists are still going to that venue and we're still kind of playing out the same themes and playing out the same story and trying to make a little bit of difference and, you know, trying to make people happy. I've been learning
about letting go. Angie McMahon is the kind of songwriter who stops you in your tracks. With two albums under her belt, her most recent saw her go through a period of light, dark, and light again. And inspired an exploration of cycles that she responded to beautifully in her Take Five theme.
I think of it as like getting through the levels of life, you know, we're kind of like...
Like Super Mario?
Yeah, basically, but in like a really beautiful poetic way.
Less about getting coins and the princess, a bit more poetry.
Yeah. But things still explode and crash and it's all the same. And yeah, it's
sorry just, to bring Super Mario into the conversation. It's immediately where my mind went.
Because you do, you kind of like crash and die. And I do think of the journey that way. It's like all of these, this constant series of like death and rebirth, which is pretty much Super Mario.
She's going with me there. I appreciate the buy-in. For you, though, even in the process of writing a whole record, recording it and all of that, and then listening back, you know, in this case, years after you started it, it finally comes out. Do the songs themselves help you figure yourself out, even, you know, months and years later?
Yeah, actually, totally. Like when I was writing these songs, it was in real time. I think I was learning the lessons that they were giving me. And I think now as I'm singing them on tour and a couple years down the track, I find myself still learning the same lessons and having the same, you know, epiphanies. And I think maybe that's just the pattern that is meant to repeat. Like you can reach a deeper understanding each time, but it's like it's often the same lessons. And I am finding, oh, I still really need to hear that. I still really need to tell myself that. So it's really nice to be constantly singing things that are kind of like helpful life lessons because I do still need to hear them.
Singing your own therapy to you.
Literally.
It's good that you can provide that service to yourself as well.
It's really about me.
Take it. Sometimes cheaper than seeing, you know, an actual professional can still work.
Well, yeah, I think something that I've been talking about with this record and something that I am still understanding is that we have the opportunity to kind of rewire our subconscious, and it's probably quite necessary. Like we have all these sort of negative things that we tend to like repeat to ourselves probably on autopilot. And I think I've used these songs to rewire and kind of like redefine some of those things that I say to myself. And so there's a lot of self-compassion and kind of mantras and stuff that I think of them as like planting seeds, you know, and it's just kind of like I always need to nurture that self-compassion because we're the only ones who can do it for ourselves, really. Yeah.
Well, it feels like a perfect segue into an artist who wrote some of her most profound songs when she was still in her 20s and 30s, and hearing her sing them in her later years, it's just gobsmacking because you can't believe that they existed when she was so young and knowing the cycles of her life. Mm. Talking about one of the all-time greats, Joni Mitchell, and you've chosen her song Circle Game. A particular recording you asked for, though, live from the Universal Theatre in LA in 1974. Why this song and why this particular recording?
Let's sing this song together, okay? This song doesn't sound good with one lonely voice. It sounds good with the more voices on it, the better, and the more out-of-tune voices on it, the better. No, it was made for out-of-tune singing, this song.
Well, I was raised on Joni. She's always been a really big part of my kind of songwriter journey. I think that's true for so many songwriters. She is so prolific and wise. Love Joni. But what I loved about this recording when I heard it was, well, a couple things. Firstly, she gets the whole crowd to sing with her, which is, it's captured so beautifully. I don't know what microphones they had going, but it's like a really beautiful feeling of community, which is something that's become more and more meaningful to me at the shows, is like getting to experience it with new people and new voices.
Here we go. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
And also at the beginning, she talks about how artists, like singers, are asked to repeat their work over and over. You go to a new city and you sing it over and over again, and she's like, I mean, you hear it in the song, but she's like, painters are never asked to paint the same thing twice, but singers sing the same song over and over again.
You know, nobody ever said to Van Gogh, paint a starry night again, man. You know, he painted it, that was it.
That just felt extra relevant to this discussion of like cycles and repetition. And I think what makes it really special is, yeah, the people in the room who make that a different experience. And that was just a really nice reminder for me as an artist, that, and I'm really glad they captured this. And I love live recordings for this reason. Like, you get that one moment in time, and you never have all those exact same people in the room at the same time, but they all get to sing this Joni song together. And this song I've been listening to, and I've been listening to her the last few weeks because we recently did a gig at the Troubadour in LA where she used to sing a lot. And it's just nice to know that that's still happening. Like, artists are still going to that venue, and we're still kind of playing out the same themes and playing out the same story and trying to make a little bit of difference and, you know, trying to make people happy.
Yesterday a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar.
It's just such a hopeful song. Like, she, I was reading about it as well, and she wrote it partly in response to Neil Young's Sugar Mountain.
You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
Because he's talking about, yeah, like getting to age 20 and like a feeling of like defeat and depression. And she's sort of responding to that, I think, with this hopefulness and saying, yeah, this is, you know, the passage of time, and it's this constant cycle and goes round and round, and cartwheels turn to car wheels. Like, you can't get back to your childhood. But also she's positive about it and hopeful about it, and I think it's just a really nice perspective.
So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way.
I think of this song as like maybe a sister to Both Sides Now, which is also one of my like all-time
favorite
songs.
Thinking about it makes me want to cry.
Yeah. I nearly chose Both Sides Now, but I was like, this is, we're talking about revolutions, this is literally a circle song. But yeah, I think she captures that really beautifully in her writing, and it's one of the reasons why she's still such a big influence on so many people.
So the years spin by, now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost a lot of grandeur, coming true.
I think what I was thinking about when I chose this as well is that she is capturing that feeling of acceptance and how life can be repetitive and life cycles through all these things over and over again, and that can be frustrating if you're afraid of it. But I think she's saying, don't be afraid of it. Like, let's all accept it together, let's all sing it together. And yeah, I just think that's just a really beautiful way to look at it.
And dreams aren't only for the young.
Exactly. Yeah, life doesn't end at 20. And, you know, I'm about to turn 30. Life doesn't end at 30 or 40. It's like you have this gift every single day to, like, repeat a day. Or, like, you know, repeat it differently. You'll learn something new in the same way that she sings about. And I really love it.
Round in the circle again. In the circle again.
A little taster of a stunning conversation. You can hear the whole thing here on the podcast. Easily found in your feed, and I'll link to the full episode in the show notes. I'll see you next time for even more Take 5 Treats.
Double J has the best music to soundtrack your summer. Whether you're in the car, relaxing at home, catching up with friends, or working through... Sorry. You can take Double J with you on the ABC Listen app. Stream Double J live or check out brilliant classic albums, special episodes of the Take 5 podcast, exclusive live concerts, and heaps more. Double J and more great music for summer is on the ABC Listen app.